כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
עלו השם השם כי הוא ציבו ונבראו. We are up to the pasuk Halu es Shem Hashem Ki Hu Tivo V'Nivra'u. All of these celestial bodies and spiritual bodies that we mentioned in the previous psukim, the Meroimim, Malochav, Tivov, Shemesh, Yireach, all the stars, different levels of atmosphere, the clouds, all of those creations of Hashem should be Mahal Hashem Hashem Ki Yutziva V'Nivra'u. He commanded, he said that they should be created, and they were created. This is adding another point to the Mizmah. Till now we were describing the great, immense, lofty creation that Hashem made from the very high spiritual worlds, Bamaroimim, that we have no Hatzogah of. Till the world that's the world of Malochim, and down to the upper levels of the physical world, the Shemayim, the planets and the stars. All of great size and quantity, and all that have a tremendous effect upon us, whether it be bringing down the Shefer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, or the different celestial bodies that have such a powerful effect on our lives, the sun and the moon, etc. The Hillel over here, what was being stressed is, when the person looks up and he sees a powerful sun, and he sees the moon, he sees the clouds, throughout history, people have made mistakes and given them independent chashivas, to the point that people worship them, people sacrifice to them, because in our world we see these are the things that are giving life. The sun gives its life, the rain and the clouds are giving their life. And it distracts us sometimes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word teva, Rabbeinu Bachai says, nature in Hebrew is the word teva. The word teva can mean nature, and it could also mean to drown, to vea bayam. And he says that at times the person is so astounded by the complexity and the magnificence of nature that he does not focus on the one who created and put this into place. And it doesn't bring him even closer to Hashem. We would think every scientist would be the biggest believer in Hashem because he sees how complex, how exact everything was created. It's impossible for this to happen by itself. If no explanation for it, they just get entrenched in the wisdom and complexity of nature itself, and they don't leave room in their mind to think past that. So that's what we're saying. After we mention the greatness of the creation of Hashem, the immensity, unlimited quantity of celestial bodies, we're saying, remind ourselves, all these things have no independence. They're just a result of the tzivu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nivro. Hashem created them, and they came about. And they don't have any independent koichos. And when we put these two parts together, that brings us to the Mahat in the full intensity. We said, Echad, we recognize the greatness of the creation. We recognize Hashem set up this whole complex, lofty system for us, for our benefit. And together we remain focused that these are not independent koichos. They don't have anything from themselves. They're just things that Hashem put in the world to carry out the Bria and make it sustain the Bria. And we have those two points together, then we could really praise Hashem, see the immensity and the greatness of His creation, and together with that, realize that they have nothing of their own. Sach HaKol, Hashem, the Maimer Piv, with His words, created them and they came to be, and they're there now to serve us, the Maimer Hashem. We should appreciate everything around us, the beauty, the koichus, the chokhmah within it, and recognize that anything around us, and anyone around us, and anything around us, was all created for us, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. None of them have their own independent koichus. They're all creations of Hashem. And if we turn to Hashem, and appreciate Hashem's creation more and more, then Emir Hashem will be able to make the best out of our life and all these wonderful things Hashem has put into our lives.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechakeh lecha bekol halashon 03-617-1111